You have looked at Atlantis. You have looked at the Hall of Records at the foot of the Sphinx. There seems to be a tie-in with all this, isn't there?
Oh, there absolutely is a tie-in. And we're going to talk about that throughout the whole segment, but I'm going to say that I think consciousness is the underlying tie-in. But it ties into a number of different things. First of all, our beliefs, those that we have about Atlantis itself, seems to be innate. And to me, that's the first tie-in. Ever since the dawn of time, this greatest story ever told has been unfolding, and we've been picking up little bits throughout time, and even in past lives, past races of man. We speak of Atlanteans, we speak of Lemurians, Hyperboreans. All of these made a contribution. We speak of extraterrestrials, there's connection there. But throughout time, these little pieces have unfolded, and I think it creates an innate understanding that we have a connection to Atlantis. And this whole thing is so enduring because we know that it is affecting us. Now, for example, it's easy to tie Atlantis to 2012, all the philosophies and approaches to the New Age, all the ancient philosophies, things about crystals, empowerment, certainly consciousness, as I mentioned, angels, nature people, even the Freemasons and the Knights Templars, biblical events. All of this stuff surrounds the story of Atlantis. And so in the past, we've always spoken about those as individual subjects. But putting them all together, I think, is an interesting approach that we'll do tonight. And I think that's where we're going to broach the subject of how consciousness is the underlying meaning to the story of Atlantis. You know, some of us want to connect the Lemurians to Atlantis, and that's an important part of the story, too, because man has evolved through different phases of existence or consciousness, and there was a phase where we went from a Lemurian type of life to Atlantean type of life, and now we're a new type of life. And so there's mysteries in all of those, and we think of them as fantasies and myths and some of our philosophies, but they're enduring, and that enduringness is why everybody needs to know what's going on. Now, we have so many discoveries that are occurring like daily. And you've had people on your show that actually have been so interesting as of late. One of them was Michael Tillinger, and he spoke about some circular formations in South Africa. Perhaps you can recall that.
Yes.
He found hundreds of thousands of these circular formations, not too high, but all around the southern part of Africa. Now, what's interesting is the Atlanteans used to use circular formations. This is all defined in ancient texts. To produce sound and energy. And he's already alluded to the fact in his discoveries that he thinks that might be the case because of the way they resonated sound. But I've also found in ancient texts that they would use sound to fuse things such as tectonic plates. And this ties to some of those ancient stories where the Atlanteans or the Lemurians might have been at war with one another, or there could have been a separation with the Atlanteans, the good ones and the bad ones, for example. And even stories like that we get from the gnomes, and we channel the gnomes in some of our books. You know, I've written a whole series of books on nature spirits and other kinds of life, and they tell stories, too, of these tectonic plates. And I think that's a real connection to this new discovery we found in South Africa. It brings in the ancient stories where they may have used it to fuse tectonic plates, and that's got to be a big subject we'll talk about tonight.
Christian, tell me the difference between Lemuria and Atlantis.
Okay, Lemuria, Atlantis, and our current Indo class of life are three types of life or consciousness, and there were others, like Hyperborean and Chea. But we developed certain things. There were like lessons in life to learn, and mankind developed slowly in each of those great periods. Now, we're in the period right now where we're called the thinkers, and we use our mind and our logic to reason. But in the Atlantean times, the purpose of that existence was to exhibit emotion, to learn emotion. And that's where things like song and dance and music and poetry and all these creative forces in us that are now innate, that's where they were developed. And this takes a very, very long time. And before that time, where the Lemurians preceded the Atlanteans, that's where we developed our animal nature and our instincts. And so one follows the other. We develop instinctively. And then we develop the emotions, and now we're developing the mind. And before that, there were other things that we developed, but they're all coming together, and that's why we'll talk about 2012 when we speak of Atlanteans, because 2012 is what ties all these together, and we see why there was the necessity to this progression.
Who were the Mayans, in your opinion?
Well, the Mayans, and I said this on a show I was on with you, I think, a year or so ago, and we talked about them being connected with the Hindus. But also, I wanted to extend that and say that the Hindu connection actually is to Afghanistan, and from Afghanistan to the Phoenicians. So we go from Mayans to the Phoenicians to the Afghanistani Hindus, and we can go further back and connect them to the Ethiopians. Now, here's how we do this. We know that life flourished as far as the evidence of mankind like us wandering through Africa, but just without intelligence. And we did that for about 7.5 million years. But suddenly, life started flourishing in Ethiopia, and we had intelligence. And so the peoples that from Ethiopia went to Africa and all these great temple locations around the world and eventually went over to the Mesoamerica area too and started spreading their wisdom into that part of the world and other parts of the world simultaneously. So the Mayans, in my opinion, were the Phoenicians, Hindus, and these other races. But underlying all of that, I would say that they were the Atlanteans, because before all of these kinds of life, there were carryovers of life, which we will call Atlanteans, just as there were carryovers of life, which we will call Lemurians, and each of these carryovers starts that next race of life. So technically, we stem from the Atlanteans, who stemmed from the Lemurians and Hyperboreans before them.
Christian, the Mayans that you call the Atlanteans, were they the Atlanteans who fled because that continent was sinking, or perhaps were they on some expedition and they migrated there and stayed?
All right. Let's approach this in an interesting way. The ancients did not view Atlantis as just a separate or single land or a separate or single continent. They viewed it as the entire world. Just as when the ancients viewed Lemuria, they thought it referred to the entire world. So when the entire world was Atlantean, we have all those many continents, and individually we have stories of those continents sinking and rising, and we have evidence of each of those things happening. So as this ensued, that process ensued, there was migration, and so part of that migration went to the various parts of the world like Egypt, Lebanon, Mesoamerica, to build temples and sites where they could keep track of where they were in position to the galaxy and to calibrate. And it wasn't just to adjust things for agriculture or just to keep a calendar. They needed to know where they fit into a grander scheme of things. And although we did go to Mesoamerica and we started the Mayan culture through the Olmecs and recorded the history in stone just like the ancient Sumerians told us we should do, and we developed those great temples to perform some sort of service and work to handle that calibration and location in the galaxy and in time, eventually we had to move from there. Now, the reason all this happens was because these great continents all around the world, which collectively were Atlantis, they actually break up. And this, of course, is why we get the separating continents and the sinking stories and the flood stories. Eventually, these continents go up and down, and all of ancient history speaks of this occurring regularly. And so when this happens, we migrate around, but we continue building the temples, recording the history, finding a location, calibrating, because there's some great story and some great purpose to Atlantean life.